Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
Yep, yep, yep. There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal mini episode of My Mama Told Me. That's right, the podcast where we dive deep, deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories, and we finally work to prove the theories that you, the listeners, have at home. That's right, motherfuckers. It is time to talk to the people about the shit that the people care about. I don't know. What's on y'all mind? I do all the hard labor on the Tuesday episode. This is just me getting to chat with the real folks at home, or the real blue-collar conspiracy theorists, you know? The conspiracy theorists who are in the coal mines, sucking up all that black air, that soot. Now I want to hear from you. I want to shake hands in a burger restaurant while people take pictures and say, he seems like he'd be a good candidate. He's a good candidate for conspiracy theory president. That's what this is all about. And today, I was actually sent a message. This is exciting. This maybe, I don't know. I'm hesitant to say, but I think this may be a message from my youngest listener so far. Certainly, he certainly is on the border of it. He's a young man by the name of Destin who sent me a message, and he made a point of explaining that he sounds like a grown fucking man, but apparently he's 15 years old, and he sent me a message about something that he and his family have started to believe. So I'll play it for you now.
Hey, Langston. I'm a 15-year-old black male that gets offered beers pretty often because I look and sound a lot older than I actually am. I'm adopted by two white parents, which is very crucial to what I'm about to tell you. I have a theory that self-checkout scanners are racist because on more than one occasion, the scanner said I was stealing. I went with my dad to pick up some groceries. We went to the self-checkout area. He scanned most of the items, and I wanted to be helpful, so I did the same, and it sent off my alarm and said I was stealing. Mm. Another time, I went with my mom to pick up groceries. She scanned the milk. I scanned one of my curl conditioners, and it alerted an employee I was stealing. So we moved down to a different self-checkout scanner. I attempted to scan it once again, and this time, it didn't even let me scan it.
Got
it just had another
ass
alarm, and immediately showed camera footage of me. My mom took the conditioner out of my hand, scanned it, and everything turned off and was just fine. We were actually a big fan of your podcast, and this actually did happen to me, so we thought it would be kind of interesting and fun to send this in. All right. Thank you, Langston.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you, Destin, and Destin's parents for, I guess, exposing this young man to something hugely inappropriate for a 15-year-old to listen to. But I'm honored. I'm moved all the same. I'll do my best to cuss less in this particular episode as it is targeted directly at a child. That said, you know, it's a complicated issue you're posing here, that self-checkouts might be racist. First off, I believe you. Let's start there. Let's start right at the nitty gritty. I believe you. Now, I will say you're fucking up by mixing white milk with black hair care products. You know what I mean? You gotta, I think at the self-checkout, you gotta do it with a certain type of slow rhythm. There's a dance here. You don't mix and match with dairy products and fucking S curl. You know what I mean? You gotta put something in between there. What's something that mixed motherfuckers like? Frosted mini wheats. Put some lots of sugar, but still good for you. Put that in between the two, and maybe that'll help the self-checkout register the differences in what's being posed. So Destin, I'm being silly. I'm being a little facetious, but I did take the time to dig into some of what you're saying. And as it turns out, based on the research that I compiled, and remember, I'm an idiot, but the research that I compiled does suggest that there might, in fact, be, you might be right about this technology being racist. Now, to be clear, I don't think that the computers themselves have some deep preference for like white hands scanning stuff versus Coco hand scanning stuff. I don't think it's that complicated, but I do think that the people who are programming these computers, they're teaching their computers to register big old black men hands as a potential threat. And let's walk this back a little bit so that we can really earn some of this positioning, right? We've all long understood the self-checkout as a place for potential theft and or tomfoolery. Let's say that, right? I think that's a well-known thing. In fact, you know what? It's like them brown outdoor bitches say in Game of Thrones. It is known that you can steal from the self-checkout. In fact, there's an article that came out in 2018 in The Atlantic titled "The Banana Trick and Other Acts of Self-Checkout Thievery." A journalist basically documents the various methods many people use to steal from self-checkout, covering up the barcode stickers with less expensive items, moving the stuff into bags without scanning them during the checkout process. Basically, I guess you would scan something and then slip something in, and because the weight isn't hugely noticeable, you're able to get an additional item in there. And then most famously, scanning something that isn't bananas as bananas to pay way less for it. That's the banana trick, right? Bananas cost whatever it is, a nickel for a bushel. I don't know how much bananas cost. I'm not a man of the people anymore. I'm not up on the price of bananas, but they're very inexpensive. And if you are able to sort of match the weight of the bananas, you're probably able to get something like steak for way cheaper than you thought you would. That said, a 2015 study showed that after auditing 1 million self-checkout transactions over a course of a year, totaling $21 million in sales, they found that nearly $850,000 worth of goods left the store without being scanned and paid for. That's a lot of fucking money. They acknowledged that the ease of theft is encouraging people who are less likely to steal to do so, so much so that grocery stores are becoming increasingly less inclined to punish people who are caught doing minor shoplifting. That's right. You're hearing this correctly. They are saying in this article, and remember, this is written in the white man's text, so take it with a grain of salt, but they are saying that grocery stores have now, or they're putting less effort into charging people when they're caught stealing minor shit because it is happening so often. In fact, in 2012, the Dallas Police Department enacted a new policy. Officers would no longer routinely respond to shoplifting calls for boosts amounting to less than $50. In 2015, they raised that to $100. But the point is that if you were stealing under that amount, the Dallas police are claiming they're not even going to show up to deal with this shit. It just is what it is. The store will deal with it as they need to, which you could sit back and think, oh, that's amazing, right? You could sit here and go, that's fucking sweet. I'm less likely to do a life sentence for smuggling Pop-Tarts. Progress. However, I think, and this is important here, Destin, I think it's a little more telling in how much money these corporations, these giant corporations, are saving by eliminating their human workforce, that they would rather lose up to 20% of us, or rather allow 20% of us steal from robots. They would rather that than have to pay more people a living wage. Do you understand what I'm saying? They know we're stealing. And they think paying human beings is a greater theft, so they let it live. They let it go. They would rather motherfuckers just steal little items than have to pay us an amount to survive, the amount that humans need, because they know that having a person at a register is far more expensive than whatever Pop-Tarts you can take. Now, to the larger issue, Destin, the question you're posing, I looked up whether there are, in fact, cameras in these self-checkout machines. And as it turns out, there are not only cameras in some of these machines, but they are currently working on patents, right? Patents and tech to make them identify thieves before they're even able to complete the act of stealing. That's right. They're on some minority report shit. You know what I mean? Full minority report shit. But instead of some white ladies in bathwater telling you the fake future, they can make the computers do it for them. There's, in fact, self-checkout maker, the original, I guess, self-checkout maker, Toshiba. Global Commerce Solutions has filed a patent application for a system that would scrutinize your facial expressions to determine if you're stealing, planning to steal, or even just thinking about stealing. You know, they basically are claiming they'd be able to scan for micro expressions and small tells to identify thieves. And if you know anything about the way that technological advancements work, certainly in this country, but around the world globally, I'm sure, they don't start with niggas as the template. Do you know what I mean? They don't start with black people. They're not figuring out how to be sensitive to our personal facial expressions or our rhythms and tics. They ain't using us as the standard. And that's true across the board. Cameras weren't invented to be able to document black skin. They were invented to be able to document white skin. And then we had to introduce all kinds of lights and filaments and different lenses so that we could begin to see ourselves in film the same way that white people are able to see themselves. And the same is probably true for this advancement, quote unquote, with these self-checkouts. And anyone, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to be able to look and see if you're having a bad day or if you're stealing Mentos. They're going to see a scowl on a black man's face and they're going to sound the alarm. And much even more sort of concerning in some of the things that they're talking about, this isn't some far off technology. This isn't like some shit that's like 10, 15, 20 years down the line. In fact, a recent TikTok published in October of this year from a Walmart employee named Rajan Allen. And I don't know if I'm supposed to say Rajan's name, although he published it and he put it's all over the goddamn internet. So Rajan, I assume, has already been fired. Poor brother. But that said, Rajan Allen posted a TikTok where he warned people to stop stealing from the self-checkout at Walmart because he said that they have advanced their technology to now track people who make any sudden movements, replacements, or behavioral changes at the self-checkout counter. And they project those changes and that person onto a big screen overhead, basically to air them out in front of the entire Walmart community. What a community it is, you know? We all want to be in the Walmart family. But that said, They're able already to decide ahead of time that you pose a threat, even if you are not, in fact, doing something threatening. So in all likelihood, Destin, when your parents are sitting there with their gorgeous white hands, beautiful white hands. Oh, we love their white hands. When your white parents are checking things out with their white hands and then suddenly your big ass black hand gets in there. Well, buddy. These self-checkout monitors they're going crazy. They're sounding the alarm. They're buzzing whistles. You know, they're doing everything because you represent an unexpected shift in what they thought was a normal progression in this self-checkout. I know you said you're helping, but you are not helping. You're going to jail, bitch. And that. And that, unfortunately, is the way that all of this consumerism and capitalism is built. They don't want to have to pay people to actually do the labor and figure out who's stealing and who isn't. They're just going to treat you like a criminal and come down on you as quickly as possible. So Destin, this self-checkout, as far as I'm concerned, is extremely racist. And if I were you, I'd just sit back and let those white people do the labor for you. Treat it like that. Stop looking at this as anything other than a chance to let white people do the hard work for you. You've got personal shoppers and they happen to be two older white people. Stop trying to involve yourself because it's only going to get you in trouble. Just let your personal shoppers and or parents do it for you. That's where I'm at with it, Destin. And I apologize to Destin's parents for equating them to or belittling them, I guess, reducing them to personal shoppers. But that's the America we live in, folks. You know, move Destin somewhere else where the machines aren't calibrated to yell out nigga just because he wants to buy some S-Curl, you know, and then we can talk. Anyway, if you like Destin, want to send me messages of about other technologies you think are secretly racist, I'd love to hear from you. And I'd love for you to send it to mymamapod@gmail.com. And please, folks, follow the podcast, like it, subscribe to it, do the things that you're meant to do. Write the comments. We'd love to hear your comments. We'd love to hear your thoughts, your critiques of the show, and send me those messages. And if you happen to live in Los Angeles, I've started a monthly show. And the monthly show, honestly, is happening the day before this is released. So I should have announced it a long time ago. But I think our next one's in December. And I would love for you guys to come out to the monthly show. It happens at Hotel Cafe, and you can track everything through my Instagram and or Twitter. Anyway, okay, I've covered everything. Thing. I've said all I need to say. Bye, bitch.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.